I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Matthew 6 is part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew's complete record of the message of Jesus to his disciples and to the multitude that was following him. After Jesus spoke of the blessedness of being in the kingdom of God and of the need of a righteousness greater than that of the scribes and Pharisees, he spoke about several religious practices that were being used in the completely wrong way. He tells his followers to not be hypocrites, play actors, who only do these religious acts in order to be seen and honored. Instead, Jesus tells his followers to do these things in secret. How can we have this intimate relationship with God? Well, as in any other intimate relationship, it involves time together, alone, in conversation. And Jesus tells us how in this passage. First of all, Jesus talks about giving alms in secret. He says in verse 3, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." It should be so secret, so private, that we don't even dwell on it our own selves. To give alms is a way to practice righteousness, but to give so that others congratulate you or so you can boast about how good you are does not honor God at all. Giving alms is a practice of other religions besides Christianity, and it's a worthy practice if and only if it comes from a heart of worship and love for our Lord. It is an act of compassion and mercy. Together, in the secret place with our Heavenly Father, we give as He guides us to give. It is in the intimate relationship with our God that our hearts are opened and our hands are opened as well. Jesus also talks about praying in secret. Verse 6, "But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you." This does not mean that we can never pray in public, for there are times that is appropriate. What it does mean is that prayer is not to be used for selfish purposes. It is meant to be a time of intimate fellowship between the Father and His child. It is not a time for empty words or repeating a standard prayer that has no meaning. Prayer is so much more. It is the most intimate thing we can do. Time together with our Father, alone, in communion with one another. There is one more religious practice that Jesus speaks about that is to be done in secret. "But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret," verses 17 and 18. Fasting is another way to draw close to the Father. He calls us to fast so that we can depend fully on Him, to set aside the things of the world, to deny ourselves and take time to draw nearer to Him. Father in heaven, we desire to have this closer fellowship with You, in secret, in intimate communion with You alone. Yet we recognize that our spirit may be willing, but oftentimes our flesh is weak. Help us to come aside, into the secret place and abide with You, to find out Your plan for ways to show Your love and compassion to those in need, to worship You, to draw nearer to Jesus. Move in us, Spirit of God, we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.